So I wanted to make a short little recording about my excitement for the upcoming Lord of the Rings War in the North game. My wife and I have played Snowblind games for quite some time now, starting with the Baldur's Gate games on the PlayStation 2. We just love those co-op RPGs, just running around on the same screen, killing tons of stuff, gaining experience, loot, and just going through and completing the adventures together. Even if the stories are a bit hokey and cheesy, they're still fun, they're still lighthearted at times, and it can be, especially with those games, a bit repetitive at times, especially when you go through the game two or three times. But we've played the Dark Alliance 1 and 2. We played through the Champions of Norrath and Return to Arms a few times each as well. And we were looking for something to fill the gap, because there was nothing after that really that we could find on the consoles to play. So eventually I started hearing about this Sacred 2, and we got a hold of that when that came out, which was kind of hard to find on the 360. There was like two copies at one store, and we managed to pick it up at a Hastings, I believe, and we played the heck out of that. We're still kind of trying to get all the achievements, but a little more difficult than it seems, but we're going through as best we can. You know, we started looking up maps, trying to find all the dragons, trying to defeat them all, and all that stuff. All the little secrets that are hidden throughout the game, including finding the secret offices of the game developers, which is hidden in the game, and you have to go through these areas and unlock these things, and which is really cool. And then you have to go around the world and tell each of the named developers who are in there as NPCs that, hey, it's time to go back to work and work on Sacred 3, which is really funny. But now I'm excited for the next co-op game coming from Snowblind, which is Lord of the Rings, War in the North. We've played some of the other Lord of the Rings games that had co-op. They weren't that great. They were kind of okay, and we hammered through them, but we didn't play them again because they were just meh. But, you know, we liked Lord of the Rings, and we like co-op games, so we gave it a shot. But this one's looking really good. And I have high hopes for it. This is the first Snowblind game on a next-gen console, or current-gen console. So they've been in development for a while, and you get a little weary with people who have been successful on the PlayStation 2 trying to make it to the next consoles, which tends to be difficult, it seems. But from the looks of it, and I've been watching every video they've put out on game trailers and anywhere else I could find it, I'm excited about this. It comes out the beginning of November. Probably going to have to trade in a few games to grab it, but I'm excited. My wife's excited. It's going to be fun. That's just one of those things that, one of those games we like to play together. I tried to get her excited about Hunted, the Demon's Forge, but none of the videos seemed to get her interested in it. It did seem a little cheesy and heavy-handed, a lot more than normal, and I don't know if she's very fond of that third-person action, over-the-shoulder kind of thing, like Gears of War, but we'll see how it goes, especially with this Lord of the Rings game. I don't think we'll play Hunted unless we can find it really cheap, and she agrees to it. Anyway, this is Stu, and I'm signing off.